From an airplane, the land below you looks like it was drawn in geometry class. Fields of corn and soybeans look almost like perfect squares. Rivers seem as straight as a ruler's edge. When rivers have their way, they're unruly. They have lots of twists and bends. But people have straightened a lot of rivers and streams to make it easier to grow crops and raise animals. European settlers forging their way west got stuck in huge swamps. The mosquitoes were terrible, but the settlers' chances of raising food in the swampland were even worse.
So in order to reclaim that land, muckland, for raising vegetable crops, they had to drain it.
Barb Cook owns a farm here in fertile southwest Michigan. Her grandfather farmed here in the early 1900s, back when the rivers were being straightened. Cook is standing on the bank of the Dowagiac River. Right now, it's as straight as a canal, and it's moving fast. But it's about to get some of its curves back. Barb Cook says she was skeptical when she heard about the plan to coax the river back to its original path.
Well, they want to put the wiggles back. Well, why? Were they trying to hoodwink anyone, or were their objectives pure? And I got involved with it, and I figured that they were really, truly trying to improve things.
Cook is now the vice president of the group. It calls itself Meanders. It's made up of farmers and biologists and fishermen, people who all have a stake in what happens to the river. They're carving out one of the curves the river used to follow. Jay Wesley is a biologist with the Department of Natural Resources. He says even though this new meander isn't connected to the river yet, little springs are bubbling up.
We've actually even seen trout in here since this first part of the project's done. They've come up through the culvert from the river and have found their way up here. So it's pretty cold, high-quality water.
That's exciting news for fishermen. A river fed by cold groundwater can be a mecca for trout. The pools and riffles sculpted into the new meander will give fish places to hide. These small signs of hope are a pretty big deal. This project is a very long labor of love, 12 years in the making. That's because there are lots of hurdles. For one thing, meander restorations are expensive, $500,000 at the low end. There are piles of paperwork. And some farmers worry that restoring meanders will flood their fields. In this project, the Meanders Group surveyed nearby farmers about their concerns and included them in the planning process. Bill Westrate is the president of Meanders. He's also a farmer who owns land along the river.
I think what I say regarding these issues holds more weight with farmers than if somebody had come down and was mandating that they, you know, participate in some way.
Westrate says they had some major critics in the beginning, but he says they've gotten almost all the neighbors on board. He says it was crucial that they gave everyone a say. They also commissioned feasibility studies to make sure upstream farmers wouldn't be flooded. All these hurdles mean that projects like these aren't very common. Andrew Folland is with the nonprofit group American Rivers. He says big projects like meander restorations almost always need government funding, and that funding's been cut dramatically over the past few years. Folland says those cuts are short-sighted because healthier rivers can actually save money in the long run.
One of the reasons why you get such an economic benefit from river restoration is that you reduce the cost of having to treat water, filter that water, and clean it up for human consumption.
The Meanders Group says there's no way they can restore the entire river, but they hope mending just this small section will help revive the river a bit. The group points out that this type of restoration won't work everywhere. They say in many places, channelized rivers are still crucial for keeping fields drained. Farmer Barb Cook says even now, she sees this project as an experiment. In a few months, she'll get to see whether all her hard work will pan out, when they'll try to force water from the straight channel into the new meander.
I mean, as you look at the stream behind us, it's quite a volume of water. And water has its own way. And Mother Nature has something to say about this, too. She may say no.
Cook says nothing ever runs smoothly, but she says they'll just be flexible, and this time around, let the river choose its course. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.